Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb, who just happened to be here on the other side of the desk.
Team.
We've had a fun show today.
It's been a bit loose today.
Giggling, I know. We've been a bit rogue, to be honest, so apologies.
We had Dan Ricciardo having a statue of himself. We had a lady tell us a story that went for about 9 hours.
Had no beginning, no middle, and no end.
It was okay.
It had a beginning. It just never ended.
Yeah, the never-ending story.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we love Alessandra.
She was great, yeah.
It was great. It was quite funny.
Well, it was ghostly, wasn't it? Because there was a ghost in a house.
And we also found out that Katie Lamb is someone who has frequented the house of Shocket.
Oh, yeah, Shaggy.
Shaggy!
I was just like, what have I done?
Shaggy.
Yes, I have been to Shaggy's house in Long Island, correct? Yep.
He asked you to come back to his house, Shaggy.
Sure did. Well, his producer did.
I was going to say, I feel like he wouldn't have asked you to
No,
come back.
His producer did, though, me and my friend. Yeah. And we went back there. We had
Who's
all of
friend?
The free alcohol and left.
Who's your friend?
Georgina, her name is.
Georgina.
Yeah.
She's the friend that got you there, or how did it all start initially? Because you'd gone to the gig, I take it?
Yeah, we went to the gig. We were doing 10 pin bowling. This random guy came over who was bald, kind of looks like the guy who was just on Tipping Point just then, said, hey, girls want to, like in an American accent, trying to give us tips on how to bowl. I was like, mate, look at the score. I don't need any tips. Anyway, and then he was like, do you want to party with Shaggy later? And we were like, okay, crazy, like thinking that he was just this Ronnie Random.
Yeah.
But then we left, and then at the end of the concert, we saw him again going up backstage with Shaggy. We're like, shit, that was the guy. So then all of a sudden we're like, Sean, hey.
Sean, it's us.
It's the girl that was bowling with the rails
up. Can you give me some tips? Anyway, and then we went backstage, got photos with Shaggy. And then he was like, what are you girls doing, lady? Do you want to come back? And we're like, yeah, we want to come back.
Absolutely we do.
And I was just like, we've got a plane to catch the next day. But we're like, no, it's fine. We'll make it.
That's crazy.
We almost didn't make it.
So it's a lot. The thing that all the Rush Hour listeners are dying to know, how big was Shaggy's penis?
Okay.
I didn't see Shaggy's penis, no. I didn't. I wasn't that girl.
She hooked
there
up with the sound guy.
A girl. Yeah, yeah. Where there was the boy band before us and everyone was just, yeah. I didn't hook up with
him. He ended up hooking up with this bald guy. I looked like his producer. Maybe the guy that actually got your tickets to the house.
Yeah, that was Sean. Yeah, he did follow me for a while on Facebook and I had to block him.
Wow.
It's a bit creepy.
Creepy! These podcast openers, we go from pointy pineapples to
pointy
talking about Shaggy's penis.
If you listen to our podcast and you see one of us anywhere, say pointy pineapples and we'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, you see Leechy at the Speedway tonight.
Ask about Shaggy's penis.
I was going to say pointy pineapple.
Pointy pineapple.
Shaggy's penis was a pointy pineapple.
Shaggy penis would make a great name for a speed car, by the way.
Well,
or racehorse name.
Let's
Embers.
See if I can drive
you
on that one. Yes.
Yeah?
Fast.
Come around the outside lane.
Here comes quick Shaggy.
Shaggy.
Here's your podcast.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the Super Pizza Florian in a loo Wanneroo and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. You win some, you lose more.
133353 right now. Who's your friend with benefits?
Now, we're not asking you to call up and tell us the name of the person that you're hooking up with. No.
Oh, right.
We're asking you to call us, 133353. Who's your friend? And they're your friend because they're great, but you also love their holiday house. You know what I mean?
You love their big boats.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there is a Perth super yacht, Embers, that you can hire for just $33,000 a day.
That's all?
That's easy.
No, that's fine. Yeah, we can afford that, can't we?
Well,
I can't. Can you?
Well, it's attracted.
Not after a divorce, you can't.
It's attracted stars like Pink, of course. She was just in town.
Yes, she was on with Rove McManus. They're mates, did you know that?
Are they?
Apparently so.
Were they on together?
They were,
They
were on together.
No, I know.
Rove
McManus wasn't suggesting
was on the same
that.
Boat as Pink.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yes, with his family.
There was also somebody spotted on the boat is OnlyFans model Michaela Tester.
I like Michaela.
I don't have any of her audio for this.
Do you? You a fan of Michaela?
I know what she looks like. I'm telling you right now, if she can afford to get on there, it just shows how well they're paying on OnlyFans. Like, if I could post bikini shots and make $33,000, I would. But I reckon I'd close the site down if I posted anything.
Maybe get your little small
like,
hands on it.
Spam.
Get your little small hands on
it. People have fetishes for
they
hands.
They do, yes.
Anyway, just thinking, imagine who owns this. Do you know who owns the Perth Super Yacht?
I do know who owns it, yes.
JJ.
No, I don't know that name.
Oh, did you say JJ. John Jones?
No.
Why?
Okay. Well, imagine knowing the person who owns Perth Super Yacht, right? And just being able to be like, hey, mate, do you mind if I just go out and take the boat out with all my friends and just get to party on the boat? That would be the ultimate friend with benefits.
So good. Absolutely. Now, grand final week, right? I must admit, everyone just starts chasing me for tickets.
Oh, you're the friend with benefits.
So only on grand final week. But the amount of times I get these text messages from numbers that are not recognised and say, hey, Bears, how you going, mate? Yeah. Good to see you. How's the family? Right? Mm. How's Boris? How's Jimmy? How's Timmy? Right? By the way, he's eight tickets to the grand final this week in a box.
It's just always by the way, isn't it?
Mate.
I know. Well, I did think that hanging out with you and being co-hosts with you, I would get a ticket into September Club after the AFL grand final.
Did you?
You're like, let me see what I can do for your lamb dog.
Yeah.
No,
you and Tony Gallardi missed out, I think.
Who's your friend with benefits?
Yeah, we're not necessarily meaning like, you know, who's your great friend and you use their holiday house, but you don't really care about the relationship with the person. You just want to use their stuff because they've got great stuff.
Yeah, they might have a really nice boat. They might have a nice jet ski and you just want to hang out with them because of the fact what they've got rather than the qualities of the person that they are.
Welcome, Angie. Hello.
Angie.
You just came rushing in before, didn't you?
As the brilliant human being that I am.
Angie, no F-bombs today, right? You can just please
back it up, Embers, back it up.
All right, friend with benefits.
So I was in my backpacking era.
Great.
Yep.
Which was, you know, just last week. and I was about 20 and I had left London and had absconded to Scotland and I was living in the Highlands, having a mad time, mad being the operative word here.
Sure.
And I was living in the pub that I was working in and the accommodation where I lived was
upstairs.
Super creepy.
Right.
And it wasn't really a functioning hotel.
Yeah, gotcha.
And the place that I was working in used to be a really busy fisherman port, but it was on its way out. And I didn't work at the nice tourist pub up the road. I worked in the fisherman's bar. It was a questionable place to be. And it got more so when the cleaner of the hotel and the bar, she was honestly, there's just people that you meet in your life and you know that they've got 2 feet on this planet.
Yep.
And there are people that you meet that you know that aren't. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the second.
Not 2 feet?
So not had, 2 feet on
she,
the ground.
She was legless.
Knocking on the door in the middle of the night and freaking me out and making noises
going?
And talking
where
to herself.
Where is this story going?
I think I'm just justifying to you guys and everybody who's with us to say that I don't want you to think I'm a horrible human being, but I dated a guy because he had a house and a boat and it was so I could escape.
That was it, just to get out of that little shit hole that you're in.
I'm not sure we've briefed Angie on what the topic is, but yes, okay, that makes sense.
Yes,
it makes sense. We got there in the end, Angie.
I know.
No,
and I know
that.
Radio is about short, sharp, punchy, but guys, just let me justify why I'm not a horrible person because I know there's somebody listening right now and I know you've done this to another human being. Right. I'm not going to judge you. I believe in you and I know there's always a reason why you use somebody.
So you date, yes. Oh, Kings of Leon, use somebody. We'll play that next time. Angie, so you dated a guy because he had a boat and you just got to like get out of the horrible hostel that you were staying in.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that is a friend with benefits.
That's
exactly what we're asking, Angie. That was bang on.
Do you have any other really long stories for us as well while we're here?
What? I don't think we've got time.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb. How good is Perth? North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
The score is North 18, South 12, Embers. And somebody returning, it's redemption round for Michael from Kensington representing the South. He failed miserably yesterday. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Embers. Hi, Katie. I think the term failed miserably is an overstatement, but that's all right.
I feel, Michael, some of the questions that Katie might have asked yesterday might have not come out the right way.
You changed a question.
Speak for yourself, Embers.
Thank you.
You changed a question
all right,
yesterday.
I'll take responsibility for the first time in my life. All right, Michael, I will be better today. Good to see that you are back on representing the South, but representing the North.
Oh, it's Owen from Caversham. Hello, Owen.
Hey, Embers. Hey, Katie. How are you?
Mate, we're good,
going
Owen.
Very well. How are you feeling? Are you confident, Owen?
What's that, mate?
Are you confident?
Mate, as ever. Of course I am.
Good. I like it.
Sounds like Owen's never heard the word confident after that response. Michael, your buzzer. Remember, it is South. Give me a test, please. Thank you. Oh. Owen, your buzzer is North. It is the first of two that wins and gets a point on the board for their side of the river. Question number one.
Famous Aussie athlete Patty Mills has landed with a new team in the USA.
North.
Say it.
Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
I mean, no. It's not the question.
That's not the question. So buzz out. This is the full question, Michael. Famous Aussie athlete Patty Mills has landed with a new team in the USA. What sport does he play?
He plays NBA.
Oh, Michael!
I tell you what, Owen. You are Owen 1 at the moment.
But.
That you are stiff, mate, because you were well and truly onto it.
Yeah, but that's why I listened to the question.
Oh. Okay. Question number two.
Gutter, please.
Opening round this week in the AFL means that all games will be played in which states?
South.
South for the win.
They'll be Queensland and New South Wales.
He's redeemed himself. That
he
is why.
He is off to the Boab Tavern.
Eat it, Embers.
$150. Well done, Michael. I didn't think you'd do that, but I think you were.
I did, Michael. I always had faith in you from the very start. I said, oh, great, we've got Michael again. He's going to win. That's what I said.
Yeah, it's good to get redemption, and $150 to spend at the Boab Tavern's fantastic, isn't Katie? So thanks heaps for that.
Good on you, Michael. Well played.
That'll be in the promo.
Now give us a call tomorrow, mate. You're stiff. I reckon. I didn't like the fact that.
Stop calling Owen stiff.
No, I reckon. I reckon you've missed out, and I think you should get redemption tomorrow too.
Oh, for goodness sakes! Righto.
Do you reckon?
Whatever. You're apparently making the rules.
No, once you lose, sorry.
It's snooze you lose, they say.
He was ahead of his time.
I was going to say, Owen was too clever for himself.
Too clever.
Too clever
for
himself.
Good on, Michael.
Which is very opposite to Andrew Embley.
I never had that problem.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Esri seats. On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Ember's All Sports Report.
Oh, what an intro.
Can you believe it? On the eve of the first game of the season.
It starts tomorrow,
doesn't it? It's 24 hours away, Katie.
Oh, my God.
It is here.
Oh, so who's playing?
Get your tips in. Sydney are taking on the D's tomorrow at the SCG. Cannot wait. I think the Swans are going to have a good year this year.
Yeah, well, I did tip the Swans just quietly, so I'm hoping so. I've always been a fan of the Swans. I don't know why.
Hey, big opportunity for the AFL too. So, of course, the reason why the games are all in Sydney and in Queensland this week is because the NRL have gone to Vegas. So they went to Vegas last week to really showcase the NRL over there. Well, the American viewers, they haven't enjoyed the game at all. The NRL Las Vegas showcase has failed to win over the American public. After ratings showed, Katie, 61,000 people tuned in to see the Rabbitohs and the Sea Eagles, which was on prime time on Saturday night. 61,000 people.
That's so embarrassing.
That's not a good crowd.
Oh, that's great phoner. When was it a massive flop?
Yeah, so unfortunately,
because I'd love to get the AFL over there. I mean, but more so just it would be more fun for, you know, the boys going over for a trip.
It would be fun just to go to Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's all I'm
Let's
saying.
Let's not showcase anything.
But, you know, I feel like Americans would just hate it because it's just an Australian sport. No one would get into it.
Admittedly, if we got 61,000 listeners, that'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Should we take the rush out of this?
So there you go. The AFL definitely are going to, I think, leverage off the fact that there's no NRL over there this weekend.
There is.
Is there?
Yeah.
So they're actually playing this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I don't know what the AFL's doing.
Good luck to the NRL. I think they're about 10 years behind the AFL, at least. So my predictions this year, Katie, right? We love the, you know, to have a guess, the crystal ball out to find out who's going to win and who's not.
Yeah.
I can't go past Collingwood.
No, me neither. Back to back.
Like, I know it's so hard to do and no one does it and no one's really tipping Collingwood. A lot of people are reckon Brisbane are going to win. I'm saying it's going to be a Collingwood-Sydney grand final this year.
Wow.
The Swans will be in the grand final and I think the Pies will go back to back.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I think it's going to be Collingwood and Brisbane, but that's only because everyone's tipping Brisbane.
Okay, well, that's right. You said it first here on Triple M's The Rush Hour.
I'm sure everyone's putting their tips in because I said it.
Tom Green, not Toby Green. Tom Green from the Giants.
Why are you so obsessed with him?
Mate, this kid is going to be a star. I thought his second half of the year last year, he's an absolute bull. He's got a bit of Michael Voss about him, I reckon. He just hunts the footy and $15 at the moment to win the Brownlow medal. I think he's going to win it.
Wow. And isn't it Xavier Ellis is a legitimate kid? Because he looks a lot like him.
He does look a lot like Xavier Ellis. He's very pale at white and pasty. And finally, the rising star. Cannot go past our boy. Front page, back page.
Harley Reid. I mean, yeah, Harley.
He'll win the Rising Star. I think he's about $3.50 at the moment. So I think put your money on him.
Okay.
Gamble responsibly.
Tomorrow we are going to get Emma's tips for round one. We're going to have to get them early because the first game does start at 4:30 and we will have the second half of Sydney-Melbourne here on 92.9 Triple M tomorrow straight after the Rush Hour and all the games you can hear live on the Listener app as well, LISTNR. And, of course, that is all thanks to our mates at Modern Motor Trimmers. Great to have them on board this season. They are Australia's leading supplier and installer of Isri seats.
So a photo of Daniel Ricciardo's private residence, Katie, in Dubai is dropping jaws as fans are suggesting that the Formula One star's gone too far. Now, on his house in Dubai, right, there is a statue, right?
On the roof?
On the roof,
yeah.
Of him posing, a very similar pose to when he won the Monaco Grand Prix.
Right.
So remember when he sort of had that pose and he sort of just fell into the pool?
Yeah, like his arms are out.
Arms are out.
Like, yep.
And anyway, so on his house in Dubai, there is a statue of a guy doing pretty much what he might have done when he won the Grand Prix in 2018. Now, listen,
big flex.
I reckon if that's the case, now, this is, of course, allegedly.
Allegedly, but people are saying that that's allegedly Daniel Ricciardo, and a statue of him on his own home.
That is, I mean, I understand that people sometimes might have a picture of themselves in their bedroom.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
And, I understand.
You get to look at that every night.
People
make you feel good about yourself.
People are a little bit vain. You know, for my birthday last year, Embers, you got me a photo frame of yourself.
I did. And I said dreams can come true.
Can come true.
Yes, have they come true yet?
Not really. Still waiting, but that's okay. but you know what? There are lots of people who have, you know, trophy rooms and memorabilia rooms, and that's totally fine.
Yep.
The difference is it's usually inside their home.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Do you have any trophies?
I do have a lot of trophies, thank you very much. Stop making mean jokes at Division 4 netball grand finals. It's Division 1. Thank you very much.
So did everyone get person in your team get a participation award?
But I will tell you a quick story. Back in 2012, after a Shaggy concert, a whole bunch of people went back to Shaggy's house in Long Island to party with Shaggy and the boy band beforehand. Anyway, a lot was going on. But when me and my friend walked in there, there were just portraits.
Hang on, you went back to Shaggy's house?
Yeah, big time.
What?
Yeah, I had to get on a plane the next morning. It was a big thing, almost missed it. But there were just portraits of Shaggy in Shaggy's house, just everywhere. You walked in, portrait of Shaggy, portrait of Shaggy, portrait of, just everywhere, just littered with portraits
of
Shaggy.
Any pictures
of
Shaggy shagging?
No, none.
No.
Which was wild.
Really?
I would have thought more of him and his wife and
his
family.
Into his bedroom.
Just him. Yeah, no, I didn't go into the bedroom.
No.
Some other lucky girl, I think, did.
Really?
I don't know. I had to leave out a plane to catch. I was like, thanks for the free drinks, bar.
What did you find out after you bought it?
A 3-bedroom house just located between Perth and Kalgoorlie, Meriden, has gone for $22,000 in this market?
$22,000 the house is sold for.
Take my money. You know what I mean? that is cha-ching moment. $22,000 for a house.
What's the catch, Katie?
What's the catch? Well,
it's got to be a catch.
I'm glad you asked. It is riddled with a. It is riddled with asbestos.
Listen, now, hang on. So it's got asbestos all through it.
Riddled with asbestos.
But that's okay. Just knock it over. It's land value, right?
I'm not the real estate agent, sorry. But all I'm saying is they've bought this house for $22,000, which is a steal, but they didn't know it was absolutely riddled with asbestos.
Okay, so they're all sick now.
I don't think they've moved in yet.
Oh, I have moved in yet. Okay, yeah.
133353, what did you find out after you bought it?
So I bought a house years ago, right? And the agent said to me, listen, Embers or Andrew, there's a lot of people here looking at this particular house. So I think you can get it, but it might cost you a couple of signed jumpers. So I said, no worries. How good is that? So I got the signed jumpers and I signed them and I ended up getting the house, right? Which was fantastic. And then I found out a little bit later on that the people that bought the house were not West Coast supporters. They actually barracked for Fremantle and the jumpers went to my agent.
Oh,
seriously.
So your agent has just asked you to throw in a bit extra and a couple of jerseys that'll really seal the deal and then just took it home to their kids probably.
And then a mate told me about 6 months later that I paid about 100K too much.
Oh, you've been stitched.
Oh, boy, high, sell low, hey? Investment strategy with Embers.
Oh, my God. Well, we locked in our house as well and then we found out after we had bought it that the skirtings on the outside have asbestos as well. So we were like, oh, my God, well, we didn't know that. Come on. And then they said, oh, don't worry. Out of good faith, the owners are going to replace them for you.
Oh, that's so nice of them. Replace the skirting.
And we've never heard from them again. I was like, hey, sorry.
Take my money and run.
Literally.
What did you find out after you bought it?
People bought a house in Meriden for $22,000. That's a steal. What's the catch? Well, it's riddled with asbestos, so not ideal.
That's exactly what we're talking about on 133353. What did you find out after you bought it? Kristen is from Maidervale. G'day, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're good, Kristen. What did you find out after you bought it?
Okay, well, we bought a house just in Kelmscott in the hill there, and we found out after we bought it that it was falling down the hill.
Oh, God!
What do you mean? Like it had wheels or something?
No.
It was rolling down the hill. It was falling.
Oh, no.
I was sliding. So all the foundation had, like, given way, and there were, like, huge structural cracks, like, right the way from
it. I always wondered.
The nice way down.
Yeah, I always wondered that with houses built on hills. Like, surely it would be more damaged over time because
well,
it's
you
going
think
down.
The engineering would be able to solve those
you
problems,
would think
Katie.
So. God. Oh, Kristen, that's not ideal. So, whereabouts are you on the hill at the moment, Kristen?
We were lucky enough that we were able to get out of it. The owners didn't really want to let us go, but. Lucky for us, they were unable to get an engineer out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, that's disappointing because that house right now is in Cottesloe, Kristen. So you could have had ocean views if you had a house.
Oh, no. Staring straight at Rotto right now. Good on you, Kristen. Let's go to Jody in Aurelia. Hey, Jodes.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Jody. What'd you find out after you bought your house?
I bought my house about 3 years ago. Got a really good deal, so I thought. And I went to do all my last inspection before settlement and I was testing everything. Yep, everything works. And then after settlement went through and I moved in, a couple of weeks later, the air conditioning stopped working. I had a full evaporative system throughout the whole house.
Yep.
So I called in the air conditioning guy and he got up in the roof and he came down and he goes, I'm really sorry to tell you. He goes, but they've actually bunged it all together with bobby pins to make sure it was working when you came to do your last inspection.
Oh, no.
We won't mention the builder, but that is not
Jody.
So I was up for a whole new $5,000 air conditioner.
Oh, Jody. On the plus side, though, bobby pins always go missing for your hair, so at least you would have had heaps of bobby pins.
I've definitely got bobby pins holding things together, but the air conditioner.
Yeah, I know. Not after you buy a brand new home.
a bit different. Yeah,
100%. And they're expensive too.
What did you find out after you bought it?
And most people's stories are about finding something out about the house that they bought.
Yes, it might have been after a car that you bought. Who knows? Alessandra's from Highgate. G'day, Alessandra.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hello.
I want to tell you my story. It's about an old house that I bought in Highgate. Yep. It was built in 1895.
Wow, old one.
Basically, it was really old, beautiful, absolutely stunning. But once we moved in, we found out that there was odd things happening with the house. For example, a friend of mine had a little boy, and he was about six. And he kept saying, "Mummy, mummy, there's that woman in the backyard. She looks like, he was describing a Victorian woman all dressed in black with this, like, you know, a brooch. You know, he went into detail, basically.
Oh, that's scary.
And then I sort of didn't think much of it. I thought, oh, yeah, whatever. And then, you know, it started to kind of play out in my mind somehow. And at night time, I would hear these pitter patter of feet up and down the hallway.
Nah.
And one night, my ex-husband went to sleep on the couch, and he woke up, you know, and he saw this woman standing by the fireplace looking at him, and it just continued and it continued. And because it was like when it was 17% interest rates we were paying back then.
Bob Hawke days, wasn't it?
So I could not afford to even put food on the table at that time. So I couldn't get like someone spiritual to come in and do some, like, you know, I don't know, whatever you call that.
I would just ask the ghost to cook or at least chip in. You know what I mean? Like, she's spending most of her time there. Jesus Christ. Absolutely. Make a spaghetti bolognese for crying out loud.
Exactly. And then, so I did it myself. I got a smudge stick and I went around each room and, you know, said goodbye to the ghost.
Bye.
And, you know, you're just wanting to transition now.
Yeah.
I made up some story.
Go to the light.
Yeah, after that, it actually calmed down.
Really?
Oh, good.
I don't know why, but it did. It did.
That's crazy.
Then we found a whole file of the guy that used to own the house before us that went to the deaths and marriages and all of that, the registrar, to find out who had died in the house. And we actually think he did that because he also was seeing and hearing things that weren't normal.
There you go. Spirits.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody,
you know what, Alessandra's a great call. And you know what, if you do dive into it a little bit more, it was probably just some piss lady coming home from the post office nightclub one night just trying to get themselves home in Highgate.
Totally. I know. Yeah. Sorry about that, Alessandra. Yeah. I lost my
Thank
way.
Thank you. Ben's from Helena Valley. G'day, Ben.
Hey, team, how are we?
See if you can give us a short version, please, mate.
The short version? Oh, okay, then. Yeah, so it worked out really well. No, okay. Not that short.
What did you find out about a house after you bought it?
So this wasn't a house, actually, strangely. So I used to enjoy frequenting the occasional garage sale. And upon my travels, I came across some boxes of toys. So I was digging through that and came across a few items that looked fairly familiar from my childhood. And pieced it all together. It was a Voltron from 1984. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the Japanese.
What's that again?
So it was a Japanese anime show from back in the early 80s. So pieced all of the bits together and said to the old lady there, oh, how much do you want for this? And she said, oh, 50 cents will do you. I was like, beauty, couldn't get my money out quick enough.
Yep.
And turns out it's worth about $500.
You knew exactly
that 50 cents, mate. As you said, you were getting that 50 out that quickly.
Yeah,
hey, he's
stop
a buck.
The car.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Good on you, Ben. That is a great, great money. Well,
it's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Just wrapping us up.
Good, Ben. Good on you. Well done.
Well done, Luigi. I like that.
Okay, righto. It's the Rush Hour, Emma's and Katie Knight.
Wait, let's see if Alessandra's got any more.
Triple M. I don't know if you guys are necessarily going to be back at the same sort of form you were today.
Well, I hope we're better. Because things can only go up.
Really hope we're better. A little bit earlier on, we were setting up our phone topic. What did you find out after you bought it? And Katie Lamb was telling us about a house that was bought in Meriden for $22,000. But there was one problem to it, as we discover here.
It is riddled with a... It is riddled with asbestos.
It's riddled with asbestos.
Okay. Why a pause?
I almost said asbestos, and then I was like, it's asbestos. So like I just reset.
A best-off show.
Yeah. Best of show, yeah. Which is usually good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, anyway, yeah, yeah. That's good for you, Embers, because usually it's you stuffing up. Well, so there we go. It's the stuff up of me.
Then Embers, I don't know what you were thinking people would call up for. 133353, what did you find out after you bought it? There's a couple of house ones.
Yeah.
I reckon we could find something that might be outside of houses.
Yeah, creative cars. Boats.
We're going high class here, aren't we? Boats, houses, something. Cars.
Might be someone that you bought. Who knows?
Someone?
Yes.
God, you get dark quickly.
Someone that you bought.
Someone that you bought.
God, Embers. Yes.
I know some people that have been bought before. And they get given straight back.
Bonkers. Quickly, what are we doing for dinner tonight?
Oh, I'm having Mexican yam.
Happy birthday to my mate Cliff. We're going out to TQR restaurant a little bit later.
Nice. That's the show. Have yourself a ripping rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The end of the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.